Freeform listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Good Sunday morning, everyone. It is 12 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. And today is Sunday, December the 23rd, 2018. And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Free Farm Radio. Streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, multicasting, and iTunes.com radio and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM.org, from the App Store. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, this Sunday, December 23rd, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You just have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Certainly love to hear your perspective on what's going on there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned into WMFO in Medford.
Okay, 4:15 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, December the 23rd, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Okay, let's go to college basketball this past week. College football this past week on Tuesday, December the 18th, UAB 37, Northern Illinois 13. On Wednesday, December 19th, Ohio 27, San Diego State Zip. On Thursday, December 20th, Marshall 38, South Florida 20. On Friday, December 21st, Florida International 35, Toledo 32. And also on Friday, BYU 49, Western Michigan 18. And on yesterday, Wake Forest 37, Memphis 34, Troy 42, Buffalo 32, Louisiana Tech 31, Hawaii 14. And when I saw this score, I thought it was a misprint. I saw a little bit of the game yesterday, and I saw Army with a whole lot of points on the board. And I said, that can't be correct. That must be some stat that they were showing. I didn't have the sound turned up. So, but the final score was Army 70-0, Houston 14. Houston, you have a problem. And so that was it yesterday in college football. And the bowl games are approaching, and maybe we'll get a chance before the program's over to run down some of the games coming up. BC is playing, so we'll maybe get a chance to comment on that as well. Let's go right now to men's college basketball. Upset right off the bat. Number one, Kansas, defeated by Arizona State, who was ranked number 18, 80-76. Tennessee, 83. Wake Forest, 64. Michigan, 71. Air Force, 50. Virginia, 72. William & Mary, 40. Nevada, 68. Akron, 62. Auburn, 93. Murray State, 88. Upset. Number 19, Kentucky, defeated North Carolina, ranked number 9, 80-72. Florida State, 81. St. Louis, 59. Ohio State, 80. UCLA, 66. Wisconsin, 84. Grambling, 53. Mississippi State, 67. Wright State, 63. Indiana, 94. Jacksonville, 64. Iowa, 110. Savannah State, 64. And Nebraska, 86. CSU Fullerton, 62. Staying right with college basketball, ladies. UConn, 76. California, 66. Notre Dame, 87. Marquette, 63. Minnesota, 91. Rhode Island, 71. Syracuse, 57. UCF, 52. In that UConn game, I guess it was close all the way. Geno didn't take out anybody. I think one player got in, played 2 minutes, didn't get any points. So the starting five, Collier, 16 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals, and a block. Samuelson, 20 points, 11 rebounds, and 2 steals. And 2 assists, I'm sorry. Dangerfield, 15 points, 3 rebounds, and 4 assists. Walker, 12 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal. And Williams, 13 points, 4 rebounds, and 2 assists. UConn stays undefeated, defeating California 76-66. 420 is a Brown Perspective on Sport Time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you just have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Thank you.
Hey, Ned, can you lift this box for me?
Oh, sure, Sandy.
Thank you.
Are your joints trying to tell you something?
Hey, Ned, how about toss me that pencil?
No problem.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
The fact is, for healthy bones, joints, and muscles, weekend exercise just isn't enough. You should exercise a total of 30 minutes every day.
Hello. Oh, sure, Tim. I'll walk right over.
Try jogging or going for quick walks or taking the stairs instead of the elevator.
Be right there, Tim.
For more ideas on building a healthier body, call 1-800-824-BONES or visit aaos.org. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons. We keep you well connected.
Bye-bye, Ned.
Oh, bye, Sandy.
And the message is also brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and A Brown Perspective on Sports. Is what you're listening to right now, A Brown Perspective on Sports. 426 is The Brown Perspective on Sports on this Sunday, December the 23rd, 2018 edition. Let's go to the National Hockey League. Yesterday, the Blue Jackets 4 and the Flyers 3. Where's my background music? Okay, come on. We're paying you big bucks here. Go sleep on us. Even though it's 426 in the morning. Most normal people are sleeping, I guess. But anyway, Blue Jackets 4 and the Flyers 3. Panthers 2 and the Red Wings 1. The Blues 3 and the Flames 1. Canadiens 4 and the Golden Knights 3. That was an overtime game. Kings 3 and the Sharks 2. That was also an overtime game. Sabres 3 and the Ducks zip. The Maple Leafs 5 and the Rangers 3. Capitals 4 and the Senators zip. The Penguins 3 and the Hurricanes zip. The Coyotes 6 and the Avalanche 4. The Stars 2 and the Wild 1. That was an overtime game. Lightning 6 and the Oilers 3. The Jets 1 and the Canucks zip. And the Bruins 5 and the Predators 2. In that Bruins game, they were glad to get Patrice Bergeron back at 15-10 in the first period. He got his 10th goal of the year with assists from McAvoy and Marchand. 1-0 Bruins at the end of the first period. At 13:01 of the second period, Johansson got his 6th goal of the year with assists from Smith and Josie, tied the score at 1-1. Third period, 1:44 into the third period, Bergeron back again with the 11th goal of the year on the power play. At 9:17, Turris got his 6th goal of the year with assists from Josie and Salamaki, and that tied the score at 2 apiece. But then 11:23, Brad Marchand got his 12th goal of the year on the power play, made it 3-2 Bruins. At 14:09, also in that on Marchand's goal, Pasternak and Bergeron on the assist. At 14:09, Pasternak got his 23rd goal of the year with assist from Marchand and Bergeron, and that made it 4-2 Bruins. And at 18:01, Curley got his 2nd goal of the year with assist from McAvoy and Halak, and that made it 5-2. I'm sorry. Bruins winning at 5-2. Okay, 4:28 here on WMFO in Metro. I'm your host, Donnie Brown. This is the Sunday, December the 23rd, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game. As far as the world of sports is concerned, I love to hear your perspective on what's going on there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
Thank you. Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
I was off-roading in the backcountry.
Oh, not surprising. You've got your home. Bears have theirs.
Yeah, but see, this wasn't just any bear. This bear was wearing jeans and a hat, as in a Smokey Bear.
Jeans and a hat. That's definitely Smokey. What exactly did he have to say?
Well, I was about to start up my ATV on a trail near a bunch of dry brush.
Oh, I can guess where this is going.
Right. Smokey told me that was dangerous because ATVs give off sparks, and one spark can start a wildfire.
That's true. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
Wow, no kidding?
I'm a forest ranger. We never kid.
Sorry.
That was a joke.
Oh.
Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
And the message is also brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. Okay, let's go to the National Basketball Association yesterday. Clippers, 132, and the Nuggets, 111. Wizards, 149. The Suns, 146. That was an overtime game. 76ers, 126, and the Raptors, 101. The Heat, 94, and the Bucks, 87. The Rockets, 108, and the Spurs, 101. The Warriors, 120, and the Mavs, 116. And the Thunder, 107, and the Jazz, 106. Can't talk about the NBA without talking about our Celtics. They're up and down and in and out and all around. They went 10 for 10 in their first 20 games, and everybody was upset that the Raptors and the 76ers and the Pacers and everybody else was pulling away from them. And then they won 8 in a row. And everyone was saying, well, we're back, but we haven't been playing really tough teams. So let's see what happens when we play some tougher teams. Well, they lost 3 in a row. Although they weren't tougher teams either. But anyway, they lost to the Bucks. They lost to the Suns. And they lost to somebody else there as well. But anyway, Detroit started the losing streak at Detroit, back to back. But the problem is, as I see it, is we've had more problems than anticipated, at least by me, working Gordon Hayward and Irving and everybody else back into the rotation. And the team started playing a lot better when they had Marcus Smart and Marcus Morris starting. And then Al Horford went down with a patella problem in his knee, and Marcus Morris missed the last two games. So you can't really get a feel for how the team is going when you got injuries. And Gordon Hayward, as I was saying to someone recently, I think it's still mental. He's still mentally not sound as far as, you know, what could happen the next time he jumps in the air. And that has to be a major problem because you do so much jumping in basketball, right? Right. That's a major part of your game. And it has affected, to some degree, his shooting. Because he's not, you know, in there for primarily the great defensive player, although he's not awful on defense, but that's not what we paid him the big bucks for. And so, therefore, he shows signs that he can do it, getting 30 points off the bench in a game not too long ago, but hasn't come anywhere near that. And getting 8 or 9 points a game is not going to cut it for the bucks that he's being paid. Now, the way the press jumped on David Price for the money that he was getting and for, in their estimation, not doing as well as they thought he should do, let's take it easy on Gordon Hayward. We don't want to chase him out of town. The guy should be a 15 to 20 point a game person. And once he gets over these mental hurdles and then finds his spot in the rotation, probably coming off the bench, I think we get Morris back with a starting rotation. We pick up the points that we were losing when Gordon was in there. I think he was sort of like over odd, playing with Kyrie and Horford and Tatum and everybody else and just passing the ball and not looking for his shot. Coming off the bench, he should be looking for a shot. What we're saying is, hey, you the man coming off the bench. But we've had, so-called, I guess, down years as well from Terry Rozier and some other people who did well. Brown's been in and out and up and down and around and back and forth and had some injuries as well. So, I am not jumping off the Empire State Building. That's in New York. I'm not going to New York if I don't have to. And therefore, I am not totally frustrated, upset, or any of those other things because the team is not blowing everybody away as we thought that they would. And I guess when I say we, I thought so too. I didn't think it would be that much of a problem getting them, involved in the operation, but I guess it has been. And so, therefore, we find ourselves 5.5 games behind Toronto and 2.5 games behind Philadelphia. And Milwaukee, who came in here and won a game, like I said, against an undermanned Celtics team, they went out and they lost last night to the Heat, the Miami Heat. And the Miami Heat, they're what, 15 and 16? The Bucks now are 22 and 10. And the Indiana Pacers, ba-da-ba-da-ba-da, 21 and 12. They're a game and a half behind Milwaukee. In the Southeast Division, the Charlotte, whatever they are, Hornets, 16 and 15, and they are a half a game ahead of Miami, and Orlando, Washington, and Atlanta bring up the rear. Out west, Golden State, 22 and 11. They've been having their problems. You figure Golden State is 22 and 11. That means that they've lost only two games less than the Celtics, who are struggling. Okay, so I guess because Golden State is struggling as well. I would say that. Wouldn't you say that? Yeah. But they're defending champions, and I guess with Durant and Green having their problems, I guess, hey. So anyway, that's it in the NBA. And I didn't do the same thing in the NHL. With the Bruins' win, they now have 44 points, and they trail the Buffalo Sabres. What did Buffalo do? They also won, so they still trail the Sabres by 3 points. Sabres at 47. Toronto Maple Leafs, they also won, so they're hanging in there at 50 points. And on top, Tampa Bay, the Lightning, they won also over the Oilers 6-3. So they're the class of the Atlantic. In the Metropolitan Division, the world champion Washington Capitals, they won also. They're 23. They have 47 points. Columbus Blue Jackets, they won also. So they are 4 points behind, followed by Pittsburgh and the Islanders, the Rangers. Out west, in the Central Division, Winnipeg Jets, they won also 1-0 over the Canucks. Winnipeg has 50 points, followed by Nashville. How come Winnipeg and Nashville are in the same division? Okay, and they call it the Central Division. Okay, anyway. In the Pacific, Calgary, the Flames, they lost yesterday. And San Jose lost, so therefore, they are still leading by 4 points. Okay, 4:43 here on WMFO in Mitchell. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is the Sunday, December the 23rd, 2018 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You got to give me a call, 1-855-915 WAMFO 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game. As far as the world of sports is concerned, certainly love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WAMFO 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back.
Thank you. This heavyweight bout is about to begin. The challenger wears white trunks with a blue stripe, and the champ is wearing, looks like an examination gown from the doctor's office. And from the back, we can... Ooh, that's not pretty. Champ, what's with the crazy getup?
I've got to take care of my family.
Yeah, so?
Well, when you love your family, you got to go in and get those important medical screenings. A lot of potentially deadly diseases can be treated if you catch them in time.
So you wear the examination gown because...
Because I'm a real man. Real men take care of their families and get those tests. Real men wear gowns.
Okay, champ. Good luck. Here we go. The champ's not wasting any time. Oh, it's over. This fight is over. Champ, you barely broke a sweat. Any words for your fans out there?
Remember, go to ahrq.gov for a list of the tests they need to get and when to get them.
What was that web address again?
ahrq.gov. And remember, real men wear gowns.
Go to ahrq.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, and the Ad Council.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 449. It's the Brown Perspective on Sports Time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, you have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Okay, at the end of the football season last week, I found myself in a tie with my son, Scott, 135 wins apiece. Bill has sneaked into third place at 127 points. Kenny in fourth place with 126. And Kyle jumped right up. He's still in last place, but he's got 125 point wins. He's only one game behind Kenny. And so, therefore, we are moving right along into this next week. And we had two games yesterday. Titans 25, Washington 20. Titans 25, Washington 16, and I had that one. And Ravens 22 and the Chargers 10, and I had that as my upset pick of the week. The Ravens came through. And I don't know what the other guys had. I do know what Bill had. Let's see if I can pull his stuff up. Okie dokie, Bill Tidwell, where are you when we need you? Okay, Bill had the Falcons. Wait a minute, this is this week or next week? Okie dokie. Okay, what happened was that Scott put the games in his order, but did not put them in the order of the fact that they were Saturday games. So I believe, if I can run down here quickly, that Bill had the Titans and he had the Chargers, so he went 1-1. I'm 2-0. I don't know what anybody else did, so therefore I can't tell you where I am as far as they're concerned. Okay, so let me give you the rest of my picks for this week. I have the Panthers over the Falcons, even with Cam not starting. I think the Panthers have the better D. I have the Browns over the Bengals in the Ohio Bowl, take number 2. I got the Colts over the Giants. And can we get Brissett back now that Luck is playing so well? I got the Cowboys over the Bucks. Give it to the home field advantage. I got the Vikings over the Lions. The Patriots' freshman team aren't going to the playoffs, however. I got the Jaguars over the Dolphins in the Florida Bowl. I heard that the Jags owner wants to play half of their games in London. He's as wacky as his team. But is the pound more valuable than the dollar? I guess he figures they're going to sell a lot more jerseys over there or whatever. I don't know. I got the Patriots over the Bills. I've said we'll talk about the Patriots after I get the rest of my picks. I got the Packers over the Jets, even though Rodgers is playing with a groin and a knee injury. That's a good way to execute your franchise player. But supposedly he wants to play. He wants to show leadership ability. And if he's ends his career, so be it, I guess. Like I said, I had the Titans over Washington. And it's a good thing for Colin Kaepernick that they didn't bring him in for a workout. He could get big bucks in the courts and save his legs from getting broken. I had the Texans over the Eagles. The Patriots' other JV team is still in the hunt. I got the Rams over the Cardinals. Their D should show up in this game, finally, since they were telling us how great their D was going to be throughout the season, in the early part of the season, preseason, whatever. I got the Ravens over the Chargers. This is my upset pick of the weekend. The Ravens came through. Lamar Jackson, I love you, man. Keep up the good work. Just don't get hurt. I got the Bears over the 49ers, and the better D prevails in this one. I got the Saints over the Steelers. Pittsburgh won their Super Bowl last week. And by the way, the Patriots D was being knocked in the press for not stopping their running game last week. But Brown and Juju didn't exactly tear up the field, and we only gave up 17 points. Like I said, I'm going to say, I haven't given up on the Patriots. Seahawks over the Chiefs. This is my second upset pick of the week. And I got the Broncos over the Raiders in the Who Cares Bowl. Bills picks the Falcons, the Browns, the Colts, the Cowboys, the Vikings, Jaguars, Patriots, Packers, Titans, Texans, Rams, Chargers, Bears, Saints, Chiefs, and Broncos. So, there you go. Okay. Big news, Patriots-wise, was Josh Gordon having relapsed and being suspended by the NFL prior to him saying that he was stepping away for the team for mental issues. Well, we're not going to pry into exactly what the situation is. We know he's had drug problems, alcohol problems in the past. He's been suspended in the past. He was on his way to probably his best career. The guy is a tremendous athlete, extremely talented, came in with an injury and got a grasp of the Patriots passing system without too much problems. And if we had a healthy Gronkowski, who knows what his numbers would be. And he came in prior to Julian Edelman coming back from his suspension. And so, therefore, he had an awesome year leading the team. And, we got Brown and Burkhead back. Brown has been there. Not Brown. White. I got my colors mixed up. We got White coming out of the backfield and Burkhead. White hasn't been getting as many passes thrown his way. Some questionable decisions by McDaniels, offensive coordinator, in the past couple of losing games, but I have not given up hope. I just think that parity has caught up with a lot of teams, and the teams that would normally go out there and blow you away, they aren't able to do that anymore because there are some teams that are going to play a lot better in given games, not that they are that much improved to be contenders as yet, but they can give you a battle in any given game. On any given Sunday, anything can happen. That's the NFL mantra. And so, therefore, we're seeing it take place this year. And I believe the Patriots can win out their last two games. And who knows what happens in the Chiefs game now that everybody can see you can score on the Chiefs. You may not be able to stop them from scoring, but you can score on them. So if you can score enough, you can beat the Chiefs. The Rams are still out there, but who knows what kind of offense they're going to be producing. The Eagles are still there, but their number one quarterback has gone down again. Can Foles pull another rabbit out of the hat? The Cowboys looked great for a while, and now they're sunken. And they're sunk in their last few games. So therefore, there is no real team out there that's you're going to look at and say, wow, as they go into the playoffs, they're a cinch to blow everybody away. So therefore, we have a good shot. If we can get it together for these last two games, build, stay healthy, build some momentum, we can even win a game on that. It hasn't been so much, I don't think it's the road situation. We've played on the road before. It's not that big a deal. The fact is that we have not been consistent. And then when we start to get some consistency, injuries rears its ugly head. And so therefore, we have not been as thorough as we have been in the past. And the people will say, oh, Brady's gone and this, that, and the other. And, you know, obviously Gronkowski is not himself because he's not physically himself. And with all the hits and all the double teams he gets, you see how good you would be under that circumstances. Okay, 4:59 here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. Time to put the wraps on this edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. We'll be back next Sunday, Lord willing, at 4 a.m. around about there, doing it all over again on the Sunday after Christmas to bring you another edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. And we invite you to stay tuned for Sounds of Praise coming your way, our annual Christmas Sunday program. This year is entitled Rejoice. Why? Because the Lord has come. Stay tuned. Great Christmas gospel music coming your way here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform.